Sad je Wesleyanizam.
It's Methodism.
Wesleyanism or Methodism?
Da, Wesleyanizam ili Methodism.
This movement will also be very, very influential in Adventism because our third founder will be a Methodist.
Ovaj pokret imao veoma veliki uticaj u prvim godinama adventizma upravo zato što je treći od naših pionira osnivača pripadao metodizmu.
And that third founder will be Ellen White.
A taj treći pionir osnivač je bila Ellen White.
The three founders of Adventism are Joseph Bates.
Dakle, tri pionira osnivača adventizma su Joseph Bates,
James White and Ellen White.
James White i Ellen Gould Harmon White.
Now our entire approach to salvation comes through the Wesleyan or Methodist movement.
Naš celokupni pristup pitanju spasenja dugujemo Wesleyanizmu ili metodizmu.
Their theology was
njihova teologija.
Well, I'll just give you the five main points of their ideas of salvation.
Ja ću vam dati pet osnovnih tačaka njihovih ideja o spasenju.
First,
prva,
conditional predestination.
Kondicionalna ili uslovna predestinacija.
You're not born saved, predestined to be saved.
Ne, vi niste rođeni spaseni, vi ste predestinirani da budete spaseni.
Well, I should say you are born predestined to be saved.
Trebalo bi da se kaže vi ste rođeni sa predestinacijom da budete spaseni.
But there's a condition.
Ali postoji uslov.
Faith.
Vera.
Without faith,
bez vere,
you don't fulfill the condition.
Ne ispunjavate uslov.
And so faith becomes important.
Prema tome, kod njih vera postaje važan faktor.
A second point in their understanding of salvation.
Druga tačka u njihovom pristupu spasenju.
Unlimited or general atonement.
To znači neograničeno ili opšte pomirenje.
Well, what does that mean?
Šta to znači?
Christ just didn't die for some people, but he died for every person.
Hristos nije umro samo za neke ljude, on je umro za sve ljude.
And thirdly,
treće,
freedom of the will.
A treće je sloboda vere, sloboda volje.
Or free choice.
Ili slobodnog izbora.
God has given us the ability to choose his will.
Bog nam je dao sposobnost da izaberemo da budemo poslušni njegovoj volji.
Or to reject his will.
Ili da odbacimo njegovu volju.
Fourthly,
četvrto,
God's saving grace is not irresistible.
Božja spasonosna blagodat nije, kako da kažem, neodoljiva. Vi joj se možete odupreti.
And lastly,
i četvrto,
it is possible to fall from grace.
Moguće je otpasti od blagodati.
This is the opposite of once saved, always saved.
A to je suprotno onoj ideji jednom spašen, uvek spašen.
Well, the most important part of Wesleyanism for Adventism.
Najvažniji deo metodizma u adventizmu
is this whole package of salvation.
Je taj celokupni paket spasenja.
And John Wesley will agree with Luther and Calvin on grace and faith.
Wesley bi se složio i sa Luterom i sa Calvinom što se tiče blagodati vere.
But the real contribution will come in the area of sanctification.
Međutim, njegov najveći doprinos pojavljuje se na području posvećenja.
Here's where Wesley moves away from the Lutheran tradition.
Upravo tu se Wesley udaljava od luteranske tradicije.
Wesley insisted that sanctification was absolutely crucial for the believer's life.
Wesley insistira da je posvećenje apsolutno neophodno u životu vernika.
Wesley liked the book of James.
Da Wesleyu se sviđala poslanica Jakovljeva.
Luther said, why is it even in the Bible?
A Luther se pita, a šta će ona uopšte u Bibliji?
Luther talked about faith or, excuse me, gospel or law.
Luther je govorio evanđelje ili zakon.
Wesley will talk about gospel and law.
Wesley bi govorio evanđelje u zakon.
The two go together.
I zakon, da.
The two go together.
To dvoje na neki način srasta.
Luther will talk about faith or works.
Luther je govorio vera ili dela.
Wesley will talk about faith and works.
A Wesley bi kazao vera i dela.
Now, closely related to Wesley's idea of sanctification is his concept of perfection.
Vrlo usko povezan sa Wesleyevim shvatanjem posvećenja je njegovo shvatanje savršenstva.
Wesley believed that Christian perfection was possible in this life.
Wesley je verovao da je hrišćansko savršenstvo moguće dostići u ovom životu.
But, and here's the important point.
Ali evo ovde sad važne izjave.
He did not believe in the same definition of perfection as the medieval church.
Ali on nije verovao u istu definiciju savršenstva u koju je verovala srednjovekovna crkva.
The medieval church got their definition of perfection from Greek philosophy.
Jer srednjovekovna crkva je svoju definiciju savršenstva izvlačila iz grčke filozofije.
And would equate it with perfect sinlessness.
I ona ju je izjednačavala sa savršenom bezgrešnošću.
Luther and Calvin will have that definition, that medieval definition also.
I Luther i Calvin prihvatali su ovu srednjovekovnu definiciju savršenstva.
Wesley said, if that's what biblical perfection is, I don't believe in it either.
Ali Wesley je rekao, ako je to definicija biblijskog savršenstva, onda ne verujem u njega.
Well, what was perfection for Wesley?
Šta je to bilo savršenstvo za Wesleya?
It's loving God.
Ljubav prema Bogu.
And loving your neighbor.
Ljubav prema bližnjima.
With all your heart.
Celim svojim srcem.
And all your mind.
I celim svojim umom.
And all your soul.
I celom dušom svojom.
Giving your entire being to God in love.
Predati celokupno svoje biće u ljubavi Bogu.
Love that will flow over into your relationships to your neighbor.
I onda ta ljubav treba da se iskaže u vašem odnosu prema bližnjima.
But why is that important to Adventism?
Zašto je to tako važno za Adventizam?
Because Ellen White was a Methodist.
Zato što je Ellen White bila metodistkinja.
And she used the word perfection the same way that John Wesley used the word perfection.
I ona se služi reču savršenstvo sa istim sadržajem koji je to isto reči davao Wesley.
And here is one of the great tragedies of Adventist theology.
I ovde je jedna od najvećih tragedija u okviru adventističke teologije.
We have taken Ellen White's words on perfection.
Mi smo preuzeli reči koje je Ellen White izgovorila o savršenstvu.
And then brought in medieval and Lutheran and Roman Catholic approaches, definitions of perfection.
A onda smo toj reči dali srednjovekovno katoličko tumačenje, sadržaj.
And we have created a theological monstrosity.
I tako je nastao jedan teološki monstrum
that divides the Adventist church around the world.
Koja je razdelila, podelila adventističku crkvu po svetu.
Largely because we do not read Ellen White's writings in their theological context.
Najvećim delom zbog toga što spise Ellen White ne čitamo u njihovom teološkom kontekstu.
I'll come back to that topic.
Ja ću se vratiti na ovu tematiku.
Because it's a current issue in Adventism today.
Jer je to vrlo savremeno pitanje u adventizmu danas.
In fact, we don't even take Ellen White's discussion on the topic in her own literary context.
Mi čak ne tumačimo reči Ellen White ni u njenom literarnom kontekstu.
Or in the biblical concept
niti
of the word.
U biblijskom konceptu.
At any rate, Ellen White was a Wesleyan Methodist.
U svakom slučaju, Ellen White je bila metodista, veslejski metodista.
And we certainly see her emphasis on sanctification and perfection as a part of that heritage.
A mi vidimo da deo tog nasljeđa koje je donela sobom adventizmu je naglašavanje posvećenja i savršenstva.
I like what Wesley says.
Meni se sviđa to što je Wesley rekao.
Justification is the work of a moment.
Opravdanje je delo trenutka.
Sanctification is the work of a lifetime.
A posvećenje je delo koje se obavlja celog života.
Have you heard that phrase before?
Da li ste čuli tu rečenicu nekad do sada?
Sure. Ellen White uses it.
Svakako, Ellen White se služi tom rečenicom.
Justification, says Wesley, is imparted righteousness. Imputed righteousness. Justification, says Wesley, is imputed righteousness.
Aha. Posvećenje je, kaže Wesley, opravdanje ver... Uračunata pravda. Imputed righteousness.
Whereas sanctification is imparted righteousness.
Dok je posvećenje data pravda.
You will find many, many Wesleyan phrases in Ellen White's writings.
Vi ćete naći u spisilima Ellen White veoma mnogo metodističkih fraza, metodističkih rečenica.
Well, I see that the clock is my enemy.
Meni se čini da ovaj sat se pretvorio u mog neprijatelja.
It never stops.
Neće da stane.
So we will take a 10-minute break.
Sada ćemo imati 10 minuta pauze.
And at 11 o'clock, right on time, I will begin whether you're back or not.
A u 11 sati tačno ja ću započeti bez obzira su se vi vratili ili niste.
Okay, take a break.
Evo, pauze.